was driving to work, and I was like, why not do a quick little podcast? Because I left off earlier for work, so I have nothing else to do. And I just don't know. I'm driving to work, and I know I told you guys about a little bit about my job, workplace drama I'm dealing with. And I don't know. It's, for some reason, this morning, it's just heavy on my heart, and it was really bugging me. And I was like, why not do a quick podcast and just talk about it with you guys? I don't know. I just feel like lately, everything is just... you ever just feel like, you know, things are just super crazy, and don't know how to deal with everything going on, and you try and deal with it all, but it just feels like too much, and then you psych yourself out and tell yourself it's going to be okay, but then a few minutes later, or literally a day or two later, you're back to like, oh, it's not going to be okay. That's where I'm at, and you know, like I said, I take my anxiety medication, I try to stay calm, and try not to let all these things get to me, but it just feels like my job is just like something. And then, I don't know, yesterday I was just randomly outside with my daughter, and I just started thinking about my life, and I'm just like, you know what, something is just missing in my life. I'm like, it's like, you know, everything fits like a puzzle piece, and then you're just sitting there like, something is missing, like something just don't feel right, something is different, and I can't put my finger on it. And I'm thinking about, like, you know what, Sherelle, you have a great career, you love your job, and, well, sometimes, and, you know, you have a wonderful boyfriend, you have great family friends, so what is really, really just missing? And then I start thinking harder, and I'm just like, you know what, as much as I love my job, I do wish sometimes I work somewhere else, because I need to try something different. I've been at the same job for 3 years, literally since I graduated from my college to become a medical assistant. You know, I started there in 2016. I've been there for 2 years. And I feel like it's just like, God, you know, if I stay there the rest of this year, it'll be 4 years. And I don't know if I want to keep staying in the same place. You know, it just feels like you're staying stagnant and you're just not moving. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that. Like, I want to do other things. I want to venture out, you know. And maybe it is time for me to start looking for other work and getting into some interviews and seeing what can happen next in my life. And then it's like, you know what else is missing? I'm ready to finally get a house. Like, I love living with my parents. The reason I still live at home, I know most of you probably want to know or don't know, but I'm going to tell you anyway. But my parents, I'm a single parent, so when I had my daughter, my parents helped me a lot. And so staying home just made more sense because I had, you know, babysitters if I had to go to work or something happened. My mom and dad would help me a lot with clothing and feeding and all those things. And don't get me wrong, I do all that myself too. They just were a big help. It's like my grandmother and my grandfather, they helped me a lot by babysitting her. When everyone had to be doing the days at work, my grandmother would babysit her. And I'm grateful for my family and friends for pitching in and helping me. But it's just like, I want to get my own. You know, I want to get like my own house now. I feel like I'm ready to spread my wings. You know, I've been saving my money, and I'm just ready to like get my own place. I think I'm at that stage, and it's weird because every day when I pick my daughter up from my grandmother's house, like we literally would drive by house and I'll see the for sale sign in the yard, and I'm just like, man, I'm so ready to get my own place. And I looked yesterday, we drove by this house and had a for sale sign. I told my daughter, I was like, ready for us to get our own house. Like, I'm just ready, you know, for the next stage in my life. And I don't want to keep pondering it. I want to keep thinking about it. Like, this is something I'm ready to do. And so it feels like so much going on. I'm just trying to piece it all together. And like I said, you know, around me, outside of my personal life, it's no drama. Everything's positive. Everything's uplifting. I'm happy. I'm at peace. And then in certain areas of my life, like sometimes at my job, it's negativity, and it just pulls me down. And it's not everybody I work with, because shout out to the people at my job that I do love and have a great relationship with. But it's certain things, certain people that just bug me, and I just don't know how to deal with that. And, you know, you start to become super unhappy and you start to be like, why am I doing this? I don't know if I should be doing this anymore. Like, this doesn't fulfill me. This doesn't make me happy. And then it's like, oh, I got to go follow my dreams. I got to go do this. I got to go do that. You know, that's where I'm at in my personal life. And so I think that's why I've been taking so much time away from social media a little bit. You know, I haven't been on here much. I haven't been vlogging. I haven't been really doing much of anything because my sole purpose has just been like, no, I got a lot going on. I'm just trying to figure everything out. And I don't really know what's next for me, but I know that I'm striving to do more and be better and get things done. You know, it has to be done. You know, I don't want to feel like I'm not improving or I'm not doing things that fulfill me or things that I feel like I should be doing. So I don't know what's next, guys. And then a part of me feels like I just need a vacation. I need to get away. I need to clear my head and take a week off or whatever. Just come back and maybe I'll feel a little bit better because I'm feeling like a little bit uneasy. Maybe I'm overthinking it. I don't know. But, you know, something just doesn't feel right. Like, it's not fitting with the puzzle. The puzzle piece isn't going in anymore. I just don't know. You know, I don't know anymore. I don't know. And as I'm heading to work right now, I'm thinking, like, I really don't want to go. I don't, but I know I have to go. So, I don't know. I just need some time off. I just need, like, some time for myself. I just need a moment to reflect. I just need, like, something to just kick in because right now I just don't feel, I'm not feeling it. And I am kind of happy because I'm going out of town to visit my boyfriend next weekend, so I'm super excited about that because I'll get out of the area I live in for a little bit, just clear my head and go away. But then it's like you gotta come right back Sunday evening, so it's like, am I really getting away or is this like a little 2-day vacation? But I don't know. I guess anything is better than nothing, but I don't know, guys. I just want you guys to know like where my mind is right now. So all over the place, and I don't know. I really don't. I just don't know what's next. I mean, like I said, I was so heavy into my YouTube channel. But lately, I kind of haven't been posting anything on there. Just mostly because of timing and just didn't make any videos. I just haven't had time. So I really need to get back on my YouTube game. But, you know, it's just so much going on. Wow, I just passed McDonald's where I used to work. And I saw one of my old coworkers going into work just now. That is crazy. I thought she didn't work there no more, but apparently she do. Alright, I know that was random. I'm sorry. I just seen it in the parking lot, and I was like, wait a minute. I used to work for her. But anyway, sorry. You know, topic. But I don't know, guys. I just don't know. I mean, I know I'm not the only one out there dealing with stuff. I'm not the only one out there that's just going through things and that's trying to get through it and try to have that motivation to push through, but I don't know. So it's kind of like the purpose of this whole conversation is like, what fulfills you? Like, what makes you happy? What are you striving for? What do you want out of your life? You know, what are you going to do to get these things done? So I'm glad to just think about this stuff. I think sometimes I'm a worry more. Like, I worry about everything. And I have no worry. And I don't know if it's my anxiety probably is a part of it, but like, I get anxious and I'm just like, I just will worry and think about stuff over and over and I'm to the point where I'm like overthinking it and then, you know, you start to feel ill because you're like, oh, I'm thinking too damn much, but that's how I feel right now. Like, I'm like, Jarell, you're probably overthinking, but at the same token, I'm just like, I can't help it, I can't help it. So, I don't know, guys, I really don't, but I gotta figure something out. I really, really do. But on the up and up, everything else in my life is pretty good. Like, no drama, nothing crazy going on, you know. Just been, not, like I said, I haven't been doing much. Just working and being a mom and just trying to relax when I can. And like I just haven't told you guys, I started this diet. I feel like I'm failing miserably at this diet, guys. Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, I don't know. I'm trying, but at the same time, you ever do a diet and then, you know, your nutritionist puts you on it, but then you're fighting against it because the other part of you is just like, I know I'm on a diet, but I still want to eat the what I want to do. It's like I'm fighting with the Mr. Jekyll and Hyde, or the devil and the angel on my shoulder. The devil's like, yeah, eat that bad cake over there. And he's like, no, just grab some fruit. And it's like, I just can't win, guys. I don't know. They taking over. But I don't know, guys. I don't. I am super tired right now. I need a nap. I need all kinds of things. Like, I literally, crazy part is, like, I went to bed, like, around, I want to say, was it 9:30, 9 o'clock last night? And still don't feel like I got enough sleep. Then this morning, I was, like, got up at 5:45 or 5:40, whatever you want to call it, and started getting myself ready. But I was just like, oh, my God, I'm tired now. It's, like, 7:10 a.m., and I'm, like, driving to work, and I'm super tired. So, I don't know, guys. I'm really tired, though. I feel like I never get enough sleep in general. Like, I just never do. I think when you have a 2-year-old at home and you have to get up early for a job, you just never really get enough sleep. So it's just like, dang, and I ain't getting enough sleep at all. So I'm used to it. I guess that's part of mom life. Like, I just don't sleep like that anyway. But when I go out of town to see my boyfriend, I'm late. Like, me and him will literally stay in the bed all day, then wake up like, let's go something to eat, come back home, eat, lay around, watch movies. But that's just basically what we do. Yeah, I mean, we're lazy sometimes. But that's like the one time place I do sleep in, and I'll sleep half a day away. And then, like, it's like, oh, I got to go back home and get no sleep. But yeah, that's the life of being a parent. You just kiss your sleep goodbye. Like, I kiss my sleep goodbye the day I had my daughter anyway. Like, you have to wake up every 3 hours to feed your newborn. And from there, it was like, no more sleep. So, yeah, crazy, I know. But I don't know, guys. Oh, I'm like, oh, God, I'm yawning. Yeah. Like, I always say to tell people, if I was rich as hell, I owned my own business, and I would, like, people would hire people to work in there for me, and then I would probably be one of the business owners that pop in the check-in. I pop in every now and then to check in on my business, check in on my employees, and make sure the money and the books is right. I would do that probably, like, at least once a week, maybe twice a week, and I would just be chilling at home, sleeping in late, relaxing, watching my income build up, back up. But that's all in my head. It's a fantasy, you know. Like, once you, like, I always tell people, like, enjoy being young, enjoy being a kid, you know, especially when I see little kids. Like I say, enjoy being young, enjoy being a kid. Don't rush to grow up, because once you get older, you become an adult. All you gotta look forward to is working at 9 to 5, paying bills, and doing it all over again every single day. Like, be free, enjoy going to school, enjoy playing outside with your friends, just enjoy it. I'm always, like, telling my daughter, she's 2, and I'm like, enjoy being young while you can, because it's like, once you get old, it all goes downhill. It's like, damn, you ain't got nothing to look forward to, with bills and work and, same routine every day. She's like, oh, my God. You know, some days I'm like, man, I don't even want to do it anymore, but, you know, you ain't got no choice, you got to get your bills paid. But, Lord, some days I'm just like, I don't do this anymore. I think because I haven't really had a vacation. Like, I don't get no vacation time lately at my job because we're super busy. And, but, you know, maybe that's something I need to do. I need to take some time off and just really focus on myself. Maybe that's something I should do. I, like, never take time off to focus on me. So maybe in August, I'll take, like, 2 days off. I'll take a Thursday and a Friday. I mean, because I don't, it's almost July now. I think that's what I'm going to do. Well, I mean, for 4th of July, I get 2 days anyway. I think for the 4th, my job is closed on the 4th, and on the 5th, so I get 2 days off, so I lock up. But, I mean, I think in August, I'm going to take 2 days off, too, and just tell my job I'm going out of town or something. I don't know. Maybe I will actually go out of town. Who freaking knows? But I need some, this whole talk is making me realize I need some time to myself. Time to recoup, rest, and just relax a little bit. I'm not getting enough me time. I'm not getting enough relaxation time. I need that. You guys have got me thinking this morning. You got my noggin thinking. Has anyone heard that word noggin? I don't know. But, unfortunately, still driving to work. Traffic isn't super bad this morning, so it's okay. But I really just want to crawl back into my bed and go to sleep. So, I got to go look forward to doing a bunch of paperwork and helping my other coworker in the back. What a lovely thing to look forward to. So I'm tired, but I guess I got to keep pushing. I hope everybody's enjoying this Wednesday. I'm just glad it's Wednesday. I'm like, yes. Do you all get super excited when each day just starts to go by quick and quicker and quicker? Because you're like, oh my God, it's almost Friday. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Like, you get really excited. But you're like, Friday coming. And I get, nope. I mean, I don't have to work. But I know some people work weekends, but I'm just one of the lucky ones that don't, thank God. Whew, because I work at a doctor's office, so we don't work weekends anyway. I'm like, thank you, Jesus, but, you know, I'm getting my, yeah, so, I'm super excited. Because I'm not working no weekend, but I'm just like, please, I'm counting days for Friday. Like, literally counting the days. Like, can we just speed it up? I'm tired. But yeah, I don't know, or maybe she, but yeah, I just want to check in with you guys. I'm so glad, like, I had this conversation with you guys, so I honestly feel better because I'm talking about the things that are bugging me, because I know somewhere out there somebody's probably listening to this and they can relate to. They're like, you know what, I totally get where you're coming from, Sherelle. I'm going through the same thing, or I'm on something, you know, somebody out there can relate, and that's always a good thing. And even if you can't, the fact that you're listening to me ramble on, ramble on, I said ramble, what the, ramble on, and it's just, I'm happy about that too. So anyway, guys, I'm going to end this now, 7:17, I'm still in traffic, still driving to work, and I will talk to you guys soon. So guys, just remember, keep thinking about what you want out of life, what fulfills you, what makes you happy, what you want to get there, and, you know, just keep pushing, because I think we all go through things, but it's just how we handle it and how it ends up working out in the end. And no matter what you are, or I said what you are, no matter where you are in the world today, just be blessed, be happy, and just know there's someone out there that can relate to you. So know you're not alone, and it will get better. And don't let your anxiety and your thoughts take you over too much. It'll work out in the end. I'm signing off, guys. I will be back soon. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday, guys. And if you're at work right now or heading to work, try to have a good day and don't let those annoying coworkers get you down this morning. It's too early. Don't worry about them. And if you're not at work because you're just lucky to be off or don't have to work, at all. You're just lucky, and I hope you have a great Wednesday as well. So I will talk to you guys soon. Signing off.